Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hever Hoidoyes HaMeiser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol lived in the times of Bayis Sheini. A lot of different shittas, who Yochanan Kohen Gadol is. Meaning to say, who the Mishnah is referring to here. Some say this is the Yochanan Kohen Gadol that's mentioned in Masechtas Brachos, who was the Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and at the end he became a Tzedaki. There's a Machlokes in Abaya and Rava, who that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was. According to Abaya, it's the same as Yane HaMelech. There was a king of the Hashmonaim called Yane HaMelech. Some say that this Yochanan was the father of Matisyo from the Hanukkah story. He's mentioned at the beginning of Alanisim, Bimei Yochanan. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hoidoyes HaMeiser. He said, no more Vidui Meiser, shouldn't say it. Why? Because in the Vidui we say V'gam Nisativ, we give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and from the times of Ezra HaSoifen on, they didn't give Meiser Rishon to the Leviim. Because Ezra punished the Leviim for not coming up with him from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And he commanded that the Meiser should be given to the Kehanim instead of the Leviim. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, so how could we say Vidui Meiser? We don't give the Meiser to the Levi. According to the Rambam, by the way, this that Ezra said, no Meiser to Leviim, only to Kehanim, because they didn't come up to help build Bayis Sheini, that became bottle after the Bayis was destroyed. Now that would explain why in Mishnah Tess we learned that Rabbi Yeshua gave his Trumas Meiser to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he was the 10th generation from Ezra HaKohen. Well, why couldn't they give him the regular Meiser also? Why did Rabbi Gamliel give the regular Meiser to Rabbi Yeshua? I thought Ezra made a takana that Meiser goes to the Kehanim. And the answer is that was only when Bayis Sheini stood. But after the Churban of Bayis Sheini, Ezra's takana was no longer in effect. And once again, only Truma goes to the Kohen, and Meiser goes to the Levi. Zakta Mishnah, Af Hu, the same Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Bitel Es HaMa'orim. These were Levim. They used to say every day on the Duchen, on the special platform in the Beis HaMikdash, Ura, Lama, Sishan Hashem. Now that's a Pasuk in Tila. Wake up. Literally, we're just touching the words. Why are you sleeping, Hashem? Kaviyacha. We don't know what that means, but that's what David HaMelech said. The problem was that Yochanan Kohen Gadol saw that the Levim were like saying this with a taina to Hashem. So he said, no, you're not saying it with the right kavana. You can't say this anymore. The Abishah doesn't sleep. There's no Shin Lefnei HaMakayim. It says, La'yonav la'yishan Shem Yisrael. Aye, what did David HaMelech mean? He meant to say when Klal Yisrael is Bitzar, and the Umas HaOlam are Benachas V'Shalva, it looks like Shem is not watching on them. That's what David HaMelech meant. Ura Lama Sishan Hashem. Why should it look like that Hashem doesn't care for us? But the truth is Hashem feels our pain in a way that's almost impossible to explain. Because the Levim weren't saying it with the right kavana, therefore Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, don't say it. The Marsha explains, these are like harsh words that David HaMelech gave us until him we should cry out during a time of Tzara. But why were the Levim saying it in the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael? And they clearly saw the Hashgach of Hashem. So for whatever reason, Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, no, I don't want the Levim to say this. Vaiter said the Mishnah, the third thing is going to be a total of five. The Es HaNoikfim. The word Noikif really means a maka. What they actually did was, they made like a little bit of a deeper scratch between the horns of the animal, so blood should pour down, and it would cover the animal's eyes, and this way it was easier to prepare the animal for Shechita. But Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mevatel this minute, because he said it's too similar to a mum, even though they didn't mamish make a deep wound. It was a tiny, like a scratch. But it looked like they were being makir v'bal mum to the mizbeach. Instead, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mesaken special rings that were connected to the karka hu azara, and they were able to put the neck of the behemoth into these rings, and therefore it was easier for them to shecht. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Vad yomav haya patish maka b'Yerushalayim. Until his days, patish is a hammer. The hammer would bang away in Yerushalayim. It means during Chol HaMoed. Blacksmiths would do their work in Chol HaMoed. I ain't allowed to do work in Chol HaMoed. But a davar avod is mutter. Something that's going to stop me from having a loss I can do. And that's what the blacksmiths were doing. But their hammering was very noisy. And it took away, it stared from the yomtiv. It was too public. It was afshe milsa, says the Batanura. It was a zilzal moed. No, it's Chol HaMoed is supposed to be yomtiv. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the final takana was, Ubiyamav in Adam Tsarach Lishal al Admai. In his days, it wasn't necessary to ask an Amoras whether he took off Maestras. That's because they wouldn't be believed regardless. Yochanan ben Gadol was Mesakin. Listen, if you buy Peiros on Amoras, regardless of what he says, you have to separate Maestras. He sent investigators throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, and he saw some of the Amoratsim did not separate Maestras. They separated Truma, that they were careful about. They were scared of the Einish Misa, and for whatever reason, they thought that it's only for Truma, not for Maestras. So he made a takana, if you buy Peiros on Amoras, you have to separate Maestras, and that's the takana of Demai. We learned Masechtas Demai, Demai was mentioned almost in every Masechta we learned till now. So if you buy Peiros on Amoras, you don't have to separate Truma Gedaila, that we assume they all did. And most Taka were separated Maestras, but because of the few that didn't, you have to separate Maeser. You don't give it to the Levi, because for all we know, Maeser was taken already. And to give it to the Levi, let the Levi prove that no Maesers were taken. But I have to still separate Maeser Rishon, and I hold on to it to make sure I'm not eating Tevel. And also you have to take out Trumas Maeser and give it to the Kayan. It was a year of Maeser Sheni, you had to separate Maeser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim, or redeem it and take up the money to Yerushalayim. It was a year of Maeser Ani, again, you declared it Maeser Ani, and here too, you weren't obligated to give it to the poor person. Because I'm Moitzi Mechavrei Olav Araya. Once I separated the Maeser Ani, I am no longer eating Tevel. Now there's like a halacha shayla, a geneva shayla, is a minor not. So let him prove. Let the Ani prove that no Maestras were taken yet from it. So what you really have to take away and do something with, you can't just leave it there, is Trumas Maeser and Maeser Shein. Before the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, some people were noig take off Maestras, some not. They would ask the Amoret, tell me the truth. Did you take off all the Maestras? And if they couldn't 100% figure out if they took off Maestras or not, they just didn't buy it. They figured it's not worth it. I have to take off all the Maestras and I have to give it away. But after the Takana of Yochanan, even those that used to be Machmer and they wouldn't buy for Amoretz, they bought it and they took off Maestras according to the Halachis of Demai. Hadron Alach, Masechtas, Maeser, Sheini.